money, and I wished I could tow the bride and groom. Just what I think of marriage in was in store after their honeymoon.
Oprah.
And I was grumbling to the dancer about how men and women ought to live apart. And half promise never made cannot be broken and can never break a heart. Then suddenly from out of nowhere, a little girl came dancing across the floor. And all her crinolines were billowing beneath the skirt of calico she wore. What a joy fell on the honored guests as each one of them was drawn into a dream. And they laughed, stamped, clapped their hands, and hollered at her, "Dance, little Jane." And they said, "Dance, little Jane, this day is for you. Take people you love, shut up, say I do. Dance, little Jane, and the prayer that you had is answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad. Wait, dad." Well, my cynical heart was melted. Once I figure what this get together meant. Had ended years of tears and sad confusion that little girl had spent. And they told the band to pack it up by the time the couple cut the cake. Little Jeannie say, "Happy day." So we played "Dance, little Jean, this day is for you. Two people you love stood up to say I do. Dance, little Jean, a prayer that you had is answered today. Your mama's burying your dad. It was answered today. Your mama's marrying your dad." Thank you. Top 10 country means the song is in people's heads for 14 weeks. But one time we had a top 10 pop song. And on the charts with us at the same time was Michael Jackson with his brothers, John Denver, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones were on, top in the charts, kept us out of number one.
And what's funny is the Jackson 5 had three number ones before this one got off the charts.
Oh, yeah, good point.
ABC and the other ones, you know.
Yeah, we stayed up for a long time. It was a slow burn, as we like to say. There was a lot being burnt in 1969 when we cut this song. And a lot, we did our burning in California, but a lot of Vietnam was getting burnt in those days by those of us who weren't lucky enough to have student deferments or being a rock and roll band. But this was sort of the temper of the times. You had like camps, you had allies, you had enemies and stuff. Like rock and roll people did not hang out with country people. Rock and roll people took acid and slept with everything that moved, and country people drank beer and slept with each other's wives, and never was Jimi Hendrix and Bill Monroe ever going to get to play together until this guy right here, John McEwen, who you know and love, invented the wet t-shirt contest, and it just all came together, ladies and gentlemen. That thing with the rainbow-colored condoms was a good idea, too. I like that. But this was the biggest song. This was the biggest song. It was a good one.